This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this show. See, I'm very suspicious. By the way, I do have my tinfoil hat on 24/7, 365, and proud of it. You know, it's like I used to say, I need to say it more consistently. The reality is that they make fun of you if you're wearing a tinfoil hat because they don't want you to think. They don't want you to think freely. That's their gig. No thinking for you. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like we said. We jumped into the Cohen affair. Michael Cohen's lying, the rat. I think he's lying. We have to check it out. And we're going to do some investigation here on Agenda 21. I think he lied. And he's probably lying again. But we're going to have to wait and see. 646 is the area code that's of concern. Okay, I know I'm being rather cryptic. That's because I'm being rather cryptic. Just thought I'd let you know. This is, oh no. Okay, GDP misses by 3%. That's a problem. That's an economic problem. Doesn't surprise me with the economic slowdown in some places. Trump and GOP promised economic growth much better than Obama's. That's not what happened. This is from the Hardwood File by John Hardwood. Oak or what? Throughout the 2016 campaign and since, the president and his party have vowed to kickstart the tepid Obama-era economic growth. New government data show that Trump, too, has failed to reach the 3% promised island or land. According to one major metric, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis measured 2018's growth to be 2.9%, matching the peak Obama enjoyed in 2015. For the rest of the president's term, economic forecasters agree that number will decline. President, this is whoever that is, I don't know. Don't think that's the case, McCoy. I don't think that's the case. This is the Hardwood guy from CNBC. It says, President Donald Trump's central claim about his economic policies officially crashed into reality on Thursday. Throughout the 2016 campaign and since, the president and his party have vowed to kickstart tepid Obama era, blah, 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 return to the growth of post-World War II average of 3%, a level candidate Trump said derisively that President Obama became the first president in modern history never to reach in a single year. New government data on Thursday morning show that Trump, too, has failed to reach the 3% promised land, according to one metric, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis measured 2018 at 2.9, matching the peak of 2015 for Obama. Instead of annual 2018 growth, the White House emphasized a different growth measurement, comparing growth from the fourth quarter 2017 to the fourth quarter of 2018. By that measure, the economy grew 3.1%. Obama, too, reached 3% growth on a four-quarter basis four different times. Where Obama failed to enjoy 3% annual growth was on his BEA official annual number. His 2000 peak was 2.9%, like Trump's for 2018. Thursday's preliminary 2.9% figure could later be revised, although economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said, I'm getting the analytics and analysts business confused here, said the most likely direction would be down. 2018 will be the high watermark for growth in the Trump administration, Zandi predicted. He expects the decade-old economic expansion will shrink 1.1% growth in 2020 with a better-than-even chance of recession. Well, maybe. For the 21st century's economy, 2.9% represents strong performance in any event. Not since 2015, during which George W. Bush's presidency, has America seen a full expansion of 3% or more. Moreover, 2018 marked the second consecutive year that growth accelerated by 0.6 percentage point from 1.6% in Obama's final year of office. And so he's just ripping on everything. GOP's hollow campaign pledge. Economically, that falls short of the upgrade Team Trump pledged. Politically, it demonstrates the hollowness of a core GOP campaign theme. It's just an attack on Trump. Says the theme hardly originated with Trump announcing his presidential candidacy in 2015. Then frontrunner Jeb Bush blamed Democratic policies as well. There is not a reason in the world why we cannot grow at a rate of 4% a year, Bush declared. Obama's economic advisors cited two big reasons: sluggish worker productivity and shrinking labor supply as baby boomers retire. See, that shrinking labor business is why we're having so many people invading us from the southern border, right? And you know, where are the children of American citizens? Where are they in the workforce? Unemployment for, you know, 18 and under or 20 and under is enormous in this country. And that's because they're displaced by illegal foreign nationals, right? Yeah, we stop using kids like that. We're giving kids jobs. That's a problem that plagues our nation. And why? Because it's illegal foreign nationals taking the jobs. Oh, but they work at a lot cheaper rate. We can hide them under the table. Yeah, right. That's really good, isn't it? Trump, with characteristically grandiosity, dismissed the argument and outbid Bush. We think it could be 5 or 6%, he said. His economic advisors remain more cautious, but they cast sustained growth of 3% or more driven by new productivity, boosting business investments as the floor beneath their strategy of making America better off. The foundation for the plan is 3% growth, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told Congress. In fact, that is Trumpophonics. Okay. Trumpophonics. Said growth ticked up in 2017 to 2.2%, though the rate fell below what the Congressional Budget Office had forecast before Trump's election. Tax cuts passed in 2017, and when growth surged to 4.2% in the second quarter of 2018, the White House declared victory. We're on track to reach the highest annualized growth in 13 years, the president assured reporters. Remember when Obama said you need a magic wand to make that happen, Donald Trump told Breitbart? Well, abracadabra, Obama, we're doing it. Well, just a nice hit piece. You didn't make it. That 2.9%. I wonder if it's 2.999999%. I don't know. I'll have to check that one out. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so the economy's tanking, right? This is what the MSNB, or CNBC, CNBC people would have you believe.
CNBC.
Mr. Hardwick. A Obamaphile, I'm sure, in a Keynesian. Just print money. That's that causes the cure, right? That'll get you better than 2.9%. Let's work our way through it, basically. We're talking about the economy because the GDP numbers came in. Oh, misses. It's 2.9%. But is it 2.999999? I don't know. No kimchi for you. Nuke talks collapse. Kimchi. Boy, I'll tell you, when we were doing the Olympics back in 2008, everything was kimchi. Huh? Kimchi, kimchi, kimchi. You have to have a palate for kimchi, if you know what I mean. You have to like kimchi. I'm not a kimchi fan. Actually, I'm not. No kimchi for you. This is the headline now. I'm just checking out the headline that came across in my little feed here, my little feed on Agenda 21 Radio. The Daily Mail comes in. No deal. Vietnam summit ends abruptly as Kim refuses Trump's denuclearization demands. Leaders fail to agree on lifting North Korean sanctions and abandon lunch and cancel signing ceremony. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un abruptly ended their summit. We talked about this before. I was watching it, actually, last night. Came up. Like, wow, they're a little early because I was going to go to bed. And it's like, wow, check it up in the morning. Talks come just hours after Michael Cohen's bombshell testimony. Really? The bombshell's about to go off. Not his, though. It says the talks, blah, 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 blah. We heard about that already. Okay, so waiting. What is going to happen? Well, what is going to happen is, in this deal, it's going to happen. I think the North Koreans are going to be made to make it happen by the Chinese. Just you know, that Xi Jinping thing. I think that it's in everybody's best interest to do that. That's what I think. That's just my opinion. Just my opinion. And hey, listen, I got an opinion, too. Okay. The Daily Mail. You know, I'm telling you. There are no nothing burgers in the Daily Mail or the European papers. And tomorrow is the day in which we jump into all the different news agencies, you know, like Zero Hedge and stuff like that, and have a few discussions about that. Wow. There is a roller coaster. It's called, I'm looking at a picture of a roller coaster. Tallest, longest, fastest dive roller coaster set to open. 3 minutes, 25 seconds of hell. All right. I'm going to go to, I don't do this often, but I'm going to do it. Front page of the UK newspapers. I love doing this, and so I'm going to do it today as opposed to tomorrow, which we haven't done actually in a while. So I just want to go there. I just have a hankering to go there. The front pages of the UK papers, it's always an interesting little dose of reality to go there. When you go to Europe or you go to a foreign country, you usually get honest reporting about what's going on in the United States. That's why I go there. I'm serious. That's usually the main reason why. Our fake news is what Donald Trump talks about. More people need to go to foreign countries and check it out for themselves and see what's going on. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just... So here's some front page. This is Sky News now. We're going to go right down the list, and I'm going to give them to you. And we're going to give them to you. So Sky News. Thursday's national newspaper, front page. Trump labeled racist, cheat, and con man by former Fixer Cohen. The Metro. Truth about Trump. Okay. All right, well, Thursday's National Front papers in the front pages there. There you go. Outrage at anti-Semitism speech by Labor. Oh, that's really. This is the Gallup. What's this called? What paper? See, some of the stuff is not really. The Independent. Okay, the Independent. They're Corbyn protected MP and Labor anti-Semitism row. What's going on there? Chill Wills. Chill says Wills. Oh, this is the Sun and the Times. World's top wealth fund puts billions into Britain. That's an interesting one. World's top wealth fund puts billions into Britain. I'm biting. I want to see what this one's all about. And this is from the Times. You know, it would be nice if they the print on this is like, what? I like it. I'm liking the header on this. I'm liking the header. This goes in now. See, we're into this sort of thing because it's Brexit, Britain. Get it? Brexit, Calexit, and New California. All that talk, right? New California. So I'm kind of delving into this now. I got to zoom in. I won't be able to see the whole thing. That's the problem. come on, you guys. I'm pressing on the Zoom feature, and it's not zooming like it should, but it looks like it would. All right, now I'm squinting on this. I'm still on. So you bear with me. It says, world's top wealth fund puts billions into Britain. UK will be stronger after Brexit, Norwegian says. Okay, now this is somebody who's supporting Great Britain, backing them up in a Brexit deal. Get out of the European Union, is what they're saying here. It says the world's largest sovereign wealth fund is taking a 30-year leap or bet that Britain will emerge from Brexit stronger outside the European Union. In an unexpected move, Norway's $740 billion or pound wealth fund said yesterday that it will increase its exposure to British companies. Now, this is important for New California. Property and bonds, regardless of the outcome of the Brexit negotiations. So, now, I'm not really clear on all the specifics of the Brexit stuff. Now, they may fail. They may want to go back to a vote. I think Ms. May is indicating that she might cave and go back to a revote on Brexit. But this is an interesting thing that you have this wealth fund that thinks that after Brexit occurs and they get out of the European Union, they're going to be stronger. So they're going to put a lot of money and invest it back up Great Britain financially. See, that's been the problem. Great Britain has been the contributor. See, who was it? Thatcher said, you know, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. Right, California? Right, Venezuela? Right, Fidel Castro's? The Castro's down there? Right, Mr. Ong? He said the dilemma for Kim Jong-un is the fact that he's never known. Well, he's known only a little bit. He knows the outside world is better than his world that he goes back to all the time. And he can, you know, this is the comparison. This is the psych job that Trump did on Mr. Ng. He takes him and puts him into Vietnam. That's prospered after the war with the United States. Absolutely prospered. Gone nuts. It's a wonderful thing. So he takes him and puts him in that world where he sees his people. When he drives out in the countryside, he sees his people eating dirt. He says, wait a minute, you know, I know there's a better way for my people. It might be through free market capitalism, but I got to tell you, it's going to take years to get them up to speed. But I think the South Vietnamese and the South Koreans would want to help. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Thank you. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, so we're kind of checking into some things here, like the European papers, primarily the UK. I do this every once in a while. For those of you that have just joined us and don't really understand what we do here, that's amazing stuff going on, though. You know, it's the they're preparing for the UK Brexit move, and in many different places. And it's kind of interesting the way they come up with some of these loyalty things for Great Britain. Remember that Great Britain was Great Britain; it was the British Empire, and the diaspora from the empire spread around the world. The people and, you know, the behavior, the mannerisms, and all that other stuff. You know, was around the world. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these things. I am really kind of, I'm a drummer, right? I used to play the drums and stuff. I know they call in the band. I wasn't in the band. I wasn't in a marching band. But the drummers in marching bands are effectively known as dummers, right? And I love drum lines, by the way. I love drumming, all sorts of drumming. Now, one of the things that's so interesting about drumming is it's called beating the retreat. Beat the retreat. And it's kind of an interesting thing, the way this works, the beat the retreat. I'm going to play some of it for you so you kind of understand what this is all about. And we'll see the Royal Marines beating the retreat. Now, I'm going to go strictly by memory about what beat the retreat is all about. And sort of give you This is the Royal Bands Mass Bands Beating Retreat. This is, you're going to love this. I mean, if you're into drums, you're going to love this. You're going to love it. And I'm into drums. I'm way into drums and drumming. I mean, to tell you, you can send so many messages by drumming. I'm serious. And there's political messages going on right now around the world by drumming, believe it or not. People might not understand that, but here we go. This is a Beating the Retreat by the Royal Marines 2018. And when we come back from a little bit of this musical interlude, you'll be able to figure out what we're doing here. Beating the Retreat. Here we go. They're beating the retreat. The story about the beating the retreat is exactly that. You're retreating. The Royal Marines mass bands. This is something that goes all throughout the old British Empire. And many of the former colonies have bands that are along this line. And we do too here in the United States. Known as Beating the Retreat. 2018 mass bands. This is Great Britain. This is London. So that's the British Beating Retreat, the British Royal Marines, by the way, which everybody's got Marines, U.S. Marine Corps. But it's interesting the colors that the British Royal Marines have and the American Royal Marines. There's no American Royal Marines. I should know that, being a Marine Corps brat. They are the same colors, though. They're the same. And there's all kinds of, you know, mystique that goes along with it and legends and lores and things like that about all these marching bands. And, you know, bands are for a reason, usually warfare. That's correct. Usually warfare. You know, you hear about the traditional drummers, the drummers trying to keep the soldiers in line marching at a cadence. That's really basically what it was, keep them in line with the rhythm. Here we go. Bands are deploying. Drummers and band are deploying, I should say, across the street. They're marching them. This is the Beat Retreat. Okay, so Beat the Retreat, which is, you're hearing the drummers here again. Their instruments are all put away, but the drummers, they're going. They're rocking and rolling. This is the signal to follow. This is the cadence you can follow as you march into battle, but this is a retreat. So it's the sound of retreat, Democrats. You just heard it. Here's some more. In the era of Trump, I'm just sort of priming the pump. I'm priming the pump for the retreat of the socialists. Just thought I'd do that. But, you know, this is the point that I'm trying to make, that around the world there's a diaspora of beating the retreat. Yes, beating the retreat and laying down color, all sorts of things that were associated with the British Empire, which is kind of interesting. Everybody's calling me right now. Why call me right now? I'm in the middle of my radio show. Stop it. Anyway, I'm going to pull up another band here for you, another marching band from another country. See if we can get that one taken care of. See, March of the Jumpers. They usually come up with mass bands, Royal Marines, again beating retreat. These guys beat retreat all the time, usually at night. There's a story behind it, of course, of beating retreat. I'm trying to get this to you. I'm going to try the Watch the Colors Parade in Perth, Australia now. This is Perth, Australia. See if we can get them to beat the retreat, too. And again, what I'm saying is, if this is just all part and parcel of the diaspora of the British Empire. And I'm trying to bring this out to you because Brexit is so important, right? Here we go. Let's try this. This is laying down of the Black Watch Colors Parade, Perth, Scotland. Now in Scotland, though, got something different. Got kilts. Men walking in kilts and spats. Leggings. White leggings. You can hear this drum cadence. This is, they used to march in formations in the war. And certain drum cadences had certain meanings, obviously. Certain rhythms had certain meanings to them. No longer do we do this, right? Well, I don't know. Some people use drums to get the rhythm about themselves, which is not unusual. This is in Scotland. Men are marching in cages, of course. If there was a retreat, well, there'd be a retreat. Right now there's a retreat going on for Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to beat the retreat out of this segment. Stay with us. I'm trying to get the liberals to get used to beating their retreat. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ceremony held in New Delhi. Sound kind of familiar? This is a little bit faster pace, but the familiarity is just, incredible. The uniforms, the marching, all the behavior. Why? Because, India was a what? It was a colony of the British Empire. Mass band. Beating the retreat, their version. Bagpipes. In New Delhi. Bagpipes in New Delhi, are you kidding me? It's part of their culture. Where'd it come from? British Empire. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Bagpipes in New Delhi. Come on. British Empire. The big word is empire. Here we go. I like this one. This is the Sikh Regiment Parade, Part 2. Part 2, Sikh Parade. Rangant Sikh Regiment. What the heck is that all about? Is this a British Empire thing again? No, it couldn't be. It couldn't be anything like that. We don't do that, right? Well, we'll see if we don't do that or not.
The
Sikh regiment is an infantry. Listen to this. Infantry regiment of the Indian Army that recruits from the Sikh community. It is almost highly decorated regiment in the Indian Army, and in 1979 the 1st Battalion was the Commonwealth's most decorated battalion with 245 pre-independence and 82 post-independence gallantry awards when it was transferred into the 4th Battalion Mechanized Infantry. Here we go.
November 2002
If you're looking at this question, not I have to bring it to you play by play, this particular ceremony looks almost identical to many British ceremonies. I wonder why. Well, it's just like the British ceremonies. Marching, big arms swaying. Influence is amazing. Shouldering arms, unshouldering. Oh! What am I hearing in the background? I am hearing bagpipes and drums. It must be the Scottish influence, right? You think? I think it is. Those Scots and the British around the world. Stomping feet, marching people. looks like pretty much an empire to me. And, of course, that's exactly the point. The British Empire, the hegemony, if you will, the British Empire is obviously very strong. It's certainly strong in economic areas, such as control of various parts of the world economically, which we have, you know, we see all the time. But I'm bringing this up because the influence of the British Empire, the influence of Great Britain, is once again going to rise. It, having once been a great empire in and of itself, it doesn't need no stinking European Union. And that's been part of the problem. You see, the totalitarians recognize that they could perhaps, I guess you would say, do these things that would be destructive to free market capitalism. They got on board with the European Union. They climbed into socialism. Of course, Great Britain's been fairly socialist altogether for a long time. But when they became entwined with the European Union, it became too much. And even for the socialist British, they understood that what they had remaining of their empire and financial empire would be soon dwindled away because of all the other nation states within the European Union that were sucking from their teat economically. That's why Brexit came about. That's why Nigel Farage came about. Nigel Farage recognized this as a tool to destroy socialism in his own Great Britain and also socialism around the world. And it's worked. It's working. Whether or not it's going to succeed and whether or not they're going to go through the whole thing, I do not know. Oh, Jordan. I hate it when this happens. Jordan pops up. What are they doing? Jordan. Wow. I'm looking at the Jordanian army. Not much of an army, but British Empire, once again. India, Jordan, Middle East, right? Hegemony, it still sticks. This is the thing. The cultural aspects of the British Empire sticking around. Of course, monarchies, right? We play into that. I know people are just dashing in on me right now. It's wonderful. Yeah, this is way it's they're not quite as sharp as the others. Let's see. The Gurkhas. Here we go, the Gurkhas. We won't have time to explain about the Gurkhas. Gurkhas are interesting in themselves. The Gurkha divisions. Oh, yeah. Part of the British Empire. Here we go, marching again. A lot of yelling and screaming. Everybody marching in perfect formation, I might add. Don't you love it when a plan comes together or a marching group comes together? When are we going to start marching against socialism, right? We are. It's going to take an army of free Americans to do that, to stand up against socialism, to stop it, to destroy it. And we can destroy it. Anyway, oh, that's the music that we're wanting to hear. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, 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 a little information about Dinesh D'Souza tonight, supposedly speaking at Stanford University. Censorship and fake history. So you thought you knew who the real racists and real fascists are. Come learn the truth. February 28th, that's tonight. CMEX Auditorium, Stanford. On February 28th, this is a message from D'Souza. I'm heading to Stanford University to talk about all things the left doesn't want you to talk about. I hate it when this happens. It says here in another little tweet here, Stanford University college Republicans are accusing the Stanford School of silencing conservatives after having issues inviting conservative author Dinesh D'Souza. The group requested $6,000 and received $16.50. It says the College Republicans have a private dinner. Well, anyway, so that's happening in Stanford. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why you need to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Lots of things happening there, folks. Lots of things happening there. And I don't want to discourage any of you out there at all from getting on board with New California. I'll tell you what, it's happening. It's happening right now. That's the thing. It's happening right now. And, you know, everybody needs to be on board with it. Everybody throughout the state of California who wants a new state. It's the only way it's going to get done. Let's just be very, very clear about that. There's only one way in which this could possibly happen. And that way is by everybody working together to make a new state. And it will happen. And we will stop socialism cold. We will stop socialism cold. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And check out the information that's coming up in the next couple of days about what? about the Constitutional Convention and get your tickets early, because why? They're discounted early. Get it? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.